Meseches Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei, 2:5. Aisis Adeu Zerua Kanbus Aluf. If one had in his field planted Kanbus or Luf. Kanbus usually is referring to canvas, meaning a hemp plant. But in this Mishnah, it seems very unlikely it's referring to hemp, because hemp is very resilient and grows very fast. And this is referring to a plant that can be below the ground and not grow very fast at all, and sort of be dormant for years, unlike hemp. And therefore, the Rambam explains it to be caraway. Caraway seeds are like the seeds you put inside rye bread. Oluf. Luf is referring to arum. Arum is a kind of plant. Palestinian arum is used, the leaves are used for food. In any case, these can exist like in a bulbous way below the ground for a long time and not shoot up. And that being the case, lo yehi zorea uva al gabeim. You can't have these things on the ground and then bring other species atop of them. She'en osin el shlosha shanim, because they may not, even for 3 years, produce a plant. So the fear is that you would, you know, seed your field with the second species, and then the first species, meaning the kanvas or luf, would grow up, and then you'd have two species growing together in your field. The mission continues, Tvua sha'alava sviche istis. If you have a grain field, and then amidst the grain comes up sviche istis. Svichen means aftergrowth, like what we might call weeds, but svichen, you know, they grew by themselves. Istis is an English woad, W-O-A-D. It is a plant that produces a blue dye that we refer to as indigo, like what blue jeans originally were dyed with. So if one's grain field had istis, woad, aftergrowths appearing in it, so you should know these istis plants are sort of inimical. They're bad news for grain, and therefore it would be unlikely a person would purposefully allow for this istis, this woe, to grow amongst his grain, and therefore an onlooker would not dream that he did it on purpose to plant it that way. V'chein makom hagranot sha'alu behen minin harbe. Same goes for a threshing floor, the place where you use a draft animal to pull a threshing board over your harvested grain. It goes in a circle and it separates the kernels that are edible from the chaff. So that threshing floor and the threshing board that goes around needs a smooth surface. And if there'd be weeds sticking up on the threshing floor, that would just be totally counterproductive. And therefore, if a person has minim harbe, various types of plants growing up as weeds in the threshing floor, no one would dream that a person purposefully planted different species of weed in his threshing floor as kilayim. Obviously, it's just weeds that were undesired. V'chein, and the same goes with tiltan. Tiltan in modern Hebrew refers to clover, but not here. In Aramaic, the shin of Hebrew turns into a tuf often. So tiltan, like the word shalosh, tilas in Aramaic, or tilat in Arabic. So tiltan is three leafed something, but not clover. In fact, it's fenugreek. Fenugreek is a foodstuff that's eaten around the world to this very day. In the time of Chazal, in the place of Chazal, typically the plant of the fenugreek plant was used as a fodder for animals to eat. And the seeds were used, as is the case today, to make kind of a paste and different kinds of, you know, spices and so on. So if a person's growing fenugreek in his garden, sha'ala minei tzmachin, and amongst the fenugreek other kind of weeds grow, that's bad news for the development and tastiness of the fenugreek seeds, and therefore a person would never let that happen on purpose. So an onlooker would never think that his fenugreek had been intentionally planted with other species as well. So in all those cases, ein mechayv nosu l'nakesh, we do not require the farmer to weed out those istis growths, the weeds in the threshing floor, or the weeds, you know, the various species there, or the weeds amongst the fenugreek, because no one in his right mind would do that on purpose, so there's no reason to think he did it, and no one will suspect he did. However, im nikesh o kisach, if the farmer did in fact pluck out, weed out some of those weeds, or kisach is to cut them down at the root, not to pull them out, but to cut them down, then omrim lo, we tell that farmer, you can't just do half a job, akor es hakol, you have to uproot all of those weed that grew there, chutz mimenechad, except for one species. The reason why is because no one will think that the farmer allowed the weeds to grow on purpose. But once he's pulling them out, if he pulls out half and leaves half, so then it looks like he purposely left the second half because he wanted them to grow together, and that, of course, would be a problem. And therefore, while we don't require him to remove weeds, once he does start, he must finish the job.